Good morning, this is Jazz and Seb with your 9am Zedlines. The Queensland Government has announced a parliamentary inquiry into the safety of personal mobility devices, such as e-scooters and e-bikes, after an increase of injuries and fatalities since their introduction in 2021. The inquiry will focus on the safety risks that the devices pose, as well as public education, importation, and how Queensland's laws and their enforcement stack up against other states and territories. In 2024 alone, 8 deaths were linked to personal mobility devices, and calls for more safety regulations around e-scooters and bikes are louder than ever as they become more and more popular.
The Queensland Government has announced an increase in 111 weekly train services that will come into effect from Monday, May 19 and Sunday, June 1st. The additional services will travel along the Cleveland, Doomben and Fernie Grove lines, with the Doomben line expanding to include services on Sundays and public holidays. All new services are targeted at contra-peak times, with each train running outside of the highest passenger periods, focusing on services running outbound from the CBD in the mornings and inbound in the evenings.
In national news, Northern Territory Senator Jacinta Nampijimpa-Price has defected to the Liberals from the Nationals. This manoeuvre comes days before the Liberal Party will meet to elect a new leader and deputy. Price stated that, with the Liberals, she believed she could be more effective in fighting for the best interest of all Australians, and called for the party to focus on common sense policies and be a party of the centre.
New social housing in inner city Sydney has been secured by All Nations, a housing cooperative owned and occupied by trans women. The City of Sydney Council sold the 7 terrace homes to the co-op for approximately $2.4 million. 70% below the going market price for the properties. The acquisition will provide safe and affordable housing for these women who face discrimination from landlords or other occupants of public housing, and allow them to stay connected to both social and medical support services in the inner city suburbs.
In international news, the Pakistan-Indian conflict continues this week, most recently with Pakistan shooting down 25 drones from India on Thursday, killing a civilian and injuring 5 others. Pakistan's Defence Minister, Khwaja Mohammad Asif, made a statement saying that India's recent drone incursions has made Pakistan's retaliation attack increasingly certain. With the escalating attacks, tens of thousands of people have been evacuated from both sides of the militarised frontier in Kashmir.
For your weather, Brisbane is partly cloudy today with a medium chance of showers throughout the morning. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.